stupid laptop. God, this thing is ancient. Should really get a new one. Come on, come on. There we go. Let's see. She sent me a link in her email last week. I should have had all this ready to go earlier. Okay, made it to the meeting room. Having a Dom should have helped me get better at being on time.
Hello there.
Hi, Mistress.
It's good to see you. It's been so long. Got everything ready for our session?
I checked the items I've got laid out on my desk. The dildo, the bullet vibe, the lube. Yes. Yes, I've got all of the things. Yeah, right here.
Don't be nervous. I take very good care of you during our in-person sessions, don't I? It'll be the same here, just virtual.
My computer chair feels a little inadequate for what's about to happen. I feel like this could get awkward, doing a domination session over video chat. But you convinced me that it can actually be pretty similar to the real thing. You are the best of the best, after all. I've been your client for a couple of years now. It's kind of like a self-care day when I book sessions with you. I try to treat it the same as I do my pedicures and facials. A little me time to relax, and in this case, have someone make all of my decisions for me. I've been away from home for the last 2 months, helping my company establish a new office, and didn't want to go through the trouble of finding a dom in a new city. When I reached out to ask if you knew anyone who might be a good match for me while I'm out of town, you suggested a virtual session. It sounded a little hokey at first, but I am starting to feel all of the same things I do when I'm with you in person. The steady drumming in my chest that feels like my heart is in my throat. The prickles of desire between my legs. The little bit of resistance to letting go. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm ready.
Safe word for today?
Pineapple.
Classic choice. All right then, your session starts now. I'm going to instruct you and ignite the filthiest parts of your imagination. Take you to toe-curling pleasure frenzies. But first, let's talk about the edging you did today. The videos you sent me were very amusing.
It was very difficult, miss. I did it this morning. Again, at my lunch break, and right before this session.
Aww. Too much even for my experienced sub. That's too bad. Guess we'll need to practice some more. Maybe I'll forbid you from coming for an entire month.
My stomach flutters. Even just the idea of being good for you does something to me.
Well, no promises that you'll get any relief in this session. I may just deny you. But let's see how good you are for me. Take off your clothes. Slowly. Don't rush it.
You always make me undress at the start of our sessions, so I didn't bother to change out of what I wore to work this morning. My mind starts to unwind a little as I unbutton my denim shirt and let it slide down to the floor, and my body quickly follows. This is the feeling I crave. Obeying. Offering up my autonomy to someone else in exchange for pleasure. Within limits, of course. Even through the screen, I can feel your gaze almost as intensely as if you were right here with me.
You know, if you're a good girl for me and follow my instructions, I'll make you come harder than you've ever come before. I'm going to make you beg with your entire core. I'm going to make you so desperate.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.